Picture a temporary city of 80,000 people thriving in Nevada's Black Rock Desert, where temperatures hit 110°F and dust storms rage without warning. Burning Man doesn't just survive these conditions, it flourishes because of them. The shared adversity creates bonds that comfortable settings never could. This same dynamic unfolded globally during COVID-19, turning tragedy into an unexpected laboratory for human adaptability. Teams that excelled didn't just survive, they improvised, showed vulnerability, and collaborated in entirely new ways. Leaders who let go of control saw faster results. Michelin-starred restaurants pivoted to meal kits. Airlines shifted to package shipping. Yet many workers felt overwhelmed by hastily assembled systems, and the real danger emerged. Organizations might rush back to familiar but ineffective habits, wasting a once-in-a-lifetime chance to transform how we work. The pandemic revealed collaboration isn't about location, it's about how you show up. High-performing teams create co-elevation, where members share accountability for each other's results and collectively own success. When Fox Factory CEO Mike Dennison faced simultaneous crises in 2020, reorganization during a pandemic, wildfires, social unrest, supply chain chaos, while pursuing an ambitious goal to double the business in 5 years, he posed a provocative question. What can we do to increase growth by 30% beyond acquisitions and traditional plans? This collective problem-solving achieved record sales and earnings. This approach requires recontracting, having teams openly discuss and commit to desirable behaviors. Virtual environments demand frequent breakout rooms as acceleration pods. Research shows dividing teams into groups of two or three generates bolder contributions because conflict-averse people feel psychologically safer in smaller settings. Structure sessions with at least half devoted to small group breakouts focused on business-critical questions. Begin meetings by asking everyone to share something sweet and something sour in their lives. This vulnerability creates empathy, valuable in person, essential online. Co-elevation extends beyond teams through teaming out, reaching across organizational boundaries to co-create solutions. During the pandemic, companies broke down silos to find bold ideas. At Aflac Group, President Virgil Miller accelerated digital transformation by connecting the call center with the sales team. 15 digitally advanced sales reps became champions, coaching peers on new online resources and an AI channel developed in 6 weeks. This reduced call volume by 40% and projected millions in savings. Forward-thinking organizations discovered how online inclusion could drive innovation at scale. At Unilever North America, CEO Fabian Garcia transformed annual planning from top-down cascade to crowdsourcing strategic ideas from senior managers, generating 6 key priorities from over 90 submissions. When pandemic disruptions upended traditional models, companies strengthened collaborative relationships with customers and suppliers. Virtual tools enabled businesses to tap previously inaccessible external insights. At Dow, this approach generated 80% more leads in 2020 than in their historically best years. The pandemic proved Crisis Agile delivers results. Delta Airlines, General Motors, and Unilever succeeded through self-organizing teams with clear objectives, frequent check-ins, and short sprints. When pandemic restrictions limited store capacity, Target built a shopper flow control app in just over a week. Engineers collaborated remotely, shipped quickly, and improved from real-time feedback. Enterprise Agile thrives when teams iterate independently rather than follow top-down directives. As statistician John Tuckey noted, far better an approximate answer to the right question than the exact answer to the wrong question. Leaders define strategic missions while teams innovate toward customer value through 2-week sprints. At Target, senior leaders own the vision while cross-functional teams drive continuous improvements through daily stand-ups. Each initiative begins with a 1-page brief, followed by Sprint Zero for alignment. Bulletproofing replaces traditional report outs with focused presentations identifying risks and innovations. For Enterprise Agile to scale, leadership teams must first embrace Agile principles themselves, learning by doing, building trust, and prioritizing customer discovery over dictating solutions. In October 2020, Apple CEO Tim Cook credited team resilience for exceptional financial performance. While individual resilience depends on personal mental makeup, team resilience stems from healthy behavioral norms and strong relationships. Think of resilience as a dial on each team member's forehead measuring energy and engagement. It's everyone's responsibility to keep these dials charged. Research shows creative individuals most vital to strategic projects are also most susceptible to burnout. Fast, frequent, positively framed feedback is crucial, especially in remote environments where casual acknowledgement disappears. Build psychological safety where members can express fears and challenges. When Laura Chambers became CEO of femtech startup Willow during the pandemic, she crowdsourced solutions through virtual meetings, resulting in Project Thrive, online yoga, breathwork, coaching, and Purple Blocks, scheduled guilt-free time for personal activities. Leadership modeling matters most. When managers openly discuss stressors, take breaks, and maintain boundaries, employees feel permission to prioritize mental health. Conversely, answering emails at 1 a.m. creates stigma around self-care. Radically adaptable teams detect early change signals. Rick Ambrose at Lockheed Martin Space gathered global intelligence weeks before COVID-19 hit the U.S. Effective detection requires scanning two timeframes, short-term, within a year, and longer-term, within 5 years. Question fundamental assumptions, like Wimbledon did, carrying pandemic insurance for 17 years. Disruptions occur when newcomers challenge incumbents' assumptions. Zappos proved shoes could sell online. Uber undermined taxi's central dispatcher model. Risk intelligence must be organization-wide. The STEEP framework scans five macro forces: sociological, technological, economic, environmental, and political. Plot high likelihood, high impact signals on a matrix to trigger immediate scenario planning. For business model reinvention, ask, what business are we really in, from first principles? Railroad companies failed by defining themselves by products, railroads, rather than purpose, transportation. John Hagel's Zooming Out and Zooming In asks, what will our industry look like in 10 years? What company must we become? Domino's thrived during the pandemic with 16% increased demand and 30% profit growth by maintaining its delivery fleet and positioning for autonomous delivery. Identify high-impact experimental projects achievable within 6-12 months, small, strategic bets without multi-year commitments. Purpose drives organizational action during crises. Salesforce rapidly helped governments establish COVID-19 testing and developed a vaccine cloud. Etsy mobilized 2.8 million sellers to produce face masks, selling $133 million worth in April 2020 while gaining 12 million first-time buyers. Purpose serves as a force multiplier for radical adaptability, a filter for priorities, a binding agent for organizations, and a magnet for stakeholders. Developing purpose requires commitment. Best Buy spent 2 years crafting its Enrich Our Customers' Lives Through Technology, engaging 100,000 associates through workshops. CEO Hubert Joly placed purpose at the center, asking, where can we enrich lives through technology, leading to Best Buy Health and expanded Geek Squad services. American Express's Small Business Saturday became a global movement, showing purpose drives innovation beyond marketing. Indeed.com exemplifies radical adaptability. Despite its first-ever down quarter during the pandemic, the job search giant rebounded through collaboration, agility, resilience, and foresight. With strong purpose, we help people get jobs, Indeed offered free services to essential employers while advising non-hiring clients to pause subscriptions. Their accelerator team rebuilt the entire recruiting process in 4 weeks, creating a highly automated service that helped a European healthcare provider hire 65,000 employees in 6 months. The time to start is now. Spread these practices beyond companies to nonprofits and governments. Every community can benefit from radical adaptability, leading rather than reacting, inspiring abundance for all, and including rather than dividing.